Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
Everybody, welcome to Agent's Dossier. I have some cool players with us. Let's start with Pooja.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and I am playing Neha Singh, who is being haunted by a coin that she thought she left in a different state in a safe.
Hi, y'all. I'm playing Parker F. Allen, also known as Ocelot, a former FBI agent now working for Delta Green. And I'm trying to find my wife, sort of on the down low, who may be somewhere in this town in the hands of a cult, or maybe they're more.
And just in case it becomes relevant, who is our special guest, Pooja?
Our guest is Frida. Frida is my kitty. She likes to knead on my face.
If possible, I will try to get a picture of Frida for the Patreon people so you guys can see the kitty.
Oh, trust me, I have hundreds.
So last time we got together, you guys were in Virginia. You had basically hadn't had any projects or things that you were doing in a while. You hadn't worked for Delta Green. And basically, Parker, you got this envelope with a picture of your wife and this cult and this strange guy with his back to the pictures all the time. No one can say who he is. No one has a lot of information about him. But your wife's been missing for a while. And you find out that this is basically a long play to get you to go out there. Delta Green's being cagey as usual. And so you ended up hopping on a plane, and your code name was Ocelot, correct?
Yes, Ocelot.
Okay. You took yourself and your teammate, Osprey. You guys went all the way out to Alaska to Edna Bay to find out more about this cult. You also were told that another team had gone out but had disappeared. And so you guys got a room at a bed and breakfast. This place is growing. It started with 75 people. It's now at 300. So there's a lot of people moving in. Half the city is working at the cannery, which is employing a huge amount of people. The other half of the city are these religious cultist or new age people who are looking for enlightenment at this compound that's not very far from the city, from the town, I should say. The town feels like a gold rush town or whatever. The streets are not completely paved. There's a lot of dirt everywhere. Buildings are being thrown up very quickly as all of this new money comes in. You guys are at a bar called the Hook and Net. That was another thing. Most of the places are named after either some kind of fishing or sailor regalia. Parker, you were looking for a place to go and, you know, play pool and try to talk with some of the locals. So Neha, you went to the bar and ordered a whiskey for yourself and a cultist IPA for Parker. Yep. And they gave you change, and on the top was the coin that you had left in Virginia. And that was very disconcerting to you. So we're going to start off with a sanity roll. Go ahead and give me one and let me know what you get.
Okay, let's do the thing. That went poorly.
Okay, so let's see. Let me roll real quick. All right. So not too bad. You take 2 points. You're shaken. What do you do in response to this coin sitting there?
I'm going to swipe it, gather up the bills that are underneath it so that I can basically not touch it to my skin. It can't touch my skin. It can't touch my skin. Look at the bartender. Where did you get that?
Just in the till, ma'am.
Did you touch it?
Well, I mean, I picked it up to hand it to you.
Oh, my God. We got to go. And I'm going to run over to, I'm going to run over to Ocelot and I'm just going to grab you. And it's like, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here right now. We got to go. We got to go. We got to go.
Wait, what are you talking about? We just got here.
I just talked to anybody. Trust me on this. We do not want to be here right now.
All right, why?
I'll explain once we get out of here. Please, please.
Okay. Fine. Let's go. Lead the way.
And just like dash back to the bed and breakfast.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you get back to the bed and breakfast and you run upstairs. Do you want to explain yourself to your partner?
So I don't know how much how much do you know about why I am in Delta Green?
Nothing. You know they don't tell us anything. Do you have any idea why I'm in Delta Green?
I didn't until, we came here looking for your wife.
Well, yeah, so...
I mean, people have their, I don't know how to say this.
Just say it.
And I'm going to pull the kind of wadded handful of bills out of my pocket and let it drop onto the table.
Okay. So this small coin falls out. And Parker, the first thing that you notice about it is you can just feel that it's old. It's like it has its own aura, but it doesn't really look all that old. It looks pretty well preserved.
What is that?
Don't touch it. Don't ever let it touch your skin.
Okay. Why is it here? Why?
I don't know, but I know that I left it in a safe in my apartment in Virginia.
And it followed you here?
Looks like it. Man, I should have taken a bottle of whiskey with me.
Okay. Yeah, I could use a drink right now, too.
So I'm going to raid whatever mini bar there might be in this B&B.
There's a 50-50 chance on the luck roll, so just give me a luck roll. See if you can find any booze.
Well, I got a 27.
Excellent. There's booze.
Yes.
Yes.
Lots of booze.
I can roll well when it counts.
So you guys start dipping into the...
Let's start drinking.
All right.
My last mission went completely fucked.
Oh, jeez.
And this thing is why, somehow.
This coin is why.
Mm-hmm.
And you kept it?
After a while, I didn't have a choice.
Okay.
At the time, I just wanted to know why. And I still want to know why. I still need to know why, but I also can't get rid of it. And something, I don't know, something's attached to it, something's possessing it. I don't know. I haven't been able to find much out. And I don't sleep much anymore. It's getting impatient.
Okay. Do you need to go home?
No, I don't think that would help. I never drained the sand out of my bathtub.
I have a lot of questions, but not enough time to unpack everything that you just said. So
I have no answers, so might as well keep them to yourself.
Yep, that was what I was going for. Okay. So do you think this has anything to do with this cult, with why we're here, or is it just following you?
I don't know, but I do know that the bartender at that bar took the coin out of the cash register to give it to me.
Okay.
And the last time somebody touched this thing, nightmare doesn't really begin to... Nightmares are normal. Everybody has nightmares. Whatever the hell is attached to this thing is beyond. There's nothing we could do.
I'm going to ask this. I know the answer probably, but I'm just going to ask it anyway. You are 100% sure it's the same coin.
How many ancient coins just travel around in circulation?
I don't know. Do you?
I mean, I had never seen this one until I went overseas.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Like, I know every tiny scratch, every discoloration, every bit of it. So this is either the coin that came out of my safe, or it has a fucking doppelganger.
Okay. All right, fine. I figured that was going to be the answer, but I'm just trying to make sure. So then what do you want to do about this? Because we still have a job here. We still have a thing to do. You say you're not going home. We have this coin. What are we supposed to do with it now?
Does our room have a safe?
Yes.
Okay. I can try locking it up in the safe here.
But you locked it up in a safe in Virginia.
I don't know if it can't get that far away from me.
Okay.
but I definitely don't want to carry it in my pocket while we deal with whatever the hell is going on here. So I'm just pray that it's close enough that it'll calm the fuck down. Or maybe it'll go to sleep or something now that it's traveled this far.
I have my doubts, but okay.
So just so you know, it is from more than likely the Mesopotamian area. Akkadian, which is a dynasty. It was like one of the first empires from about 2350 BCE to about 2100. You know that it's from that period from all the research that you've done. It is quite old. You know that it's probably one of the first forms of money. They would call it a shekel now. It's made out of silver and some other impure, probably lead or something. Anyway, what do you guys want to do with all this information?
I mean, that's my question to Osprey. I guess if you put it in your safe, that's fine. But also, I suppose we should go back and check on the bartender and make sure the bartender has not turned into a nightmare, as you describe it.
It's not so much they turn into nightmares as that they come for you. But yeah, I guess, I mean, we can't just leave them, right?
No.
Are you sure we can't just leave them?
No. We've got to go and at least check.
Fine. And I just down two more of the little mini airplane bottles that they keep stocked in those mini fridges. And I wrap the coin up like in an old tank top and shove it into the safe and say a prayer that it stays the hell there.
Okay. Best $14 you ever spent. You guys make your way back to the bar, and before you guys left the bar, it was loud and people were coming in and out. It has one of those little porches with the wood railings. The door is closed, and just underneath the door, there is a moderate amount of sand just there.
Well, it's definitely the same coin.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right. We're in Alaska. That seems out of place. Okay.
Well, you know, I'm sure beaches here have sand too.
Yeah, yep.
That's a thing, yep, right? Right?
Totally a thing. Does not look like beach sand. And it's a moderate amount, but that's okay. Let's go inside. Do we hear any sounds or anything?
Completely quiet.
I'm going to grab your arm. It's like, Ocelot, don't touch anything.
Okay. I think I can manage that. Here we go.
So you guys swing the door open?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Open the door and step inside.
Okay. So there is a inch of sand covering every part of this place. All of the people that you left when you ran out are generally in the same area. They look like they've been one sunburned to death. They've been cooked, or they have been drowned in sand. There's probably about 20 people in here. And the bartender is on top of the bar with his eyes just wide open. And it looks like he was burned almost instantly. And it's completely silent in here. I definitely need a sand check.
I got a 2 that time.
Woohoo!
I got a 66.
Okay. How much do you have in general?
Insanity? 60.
Okay. So you just missed it. All right. You don't generally believe in this stuff, so you took kind of a big hit from this, because how the fuck did this happen? These people look like they've been sunburned to death. This is all looks like exposure in a sandstorm. Basically, a sandstorm happened in this fucking bar. How the hell did that happen? You take 4 points.
So 4 points for my sanity?
Yeah. Osprey, I'll say you didn't take a point because you got a 2. So that's a pretty good roll. So we'll just leave you there. But you're now standing in the middle of this bar that has a bunch of dead people in it. What do you want to do?
I'm going to walk in. I'm going to like really steal myself and take like whatever, if I have a handkerchief or a piece of cloth or something in my pocket, or just pull my shirt up over my nose and mouth.
Right.
And walk in.
Okay.
And see if there's anything by the bartender's body.
Parker, what are you doing as she's walking in towards this corpse that is obviously trying to escape whatever and didn't get very far?
I mean, I guess I'm just walking through to see if there's anyone still alive or moving in any way.
You are walking around and let me see. No, unfortunately, nobody's alive.
Okay.
Like I said, it looks like they just got caught in a sandstorm like no other. Like it just hit hard.
Yeah, I make my way back to Osprey and say, and there are no other tracks in the sand other than ours?
Yeah, yours are the first. This obviously just happened probably not long after you guys walked out the door.
We should probably get out of here.
You walk over, and in the sand, written out, is just a quick sentence. It just says, still alive.
Oh, no.
Who's still alive?
The coin didn't originally come to me.
Uh-huh.
One of my squad got it.
Uh-huh.
And he was the only one we lost when they came. They came for him. There's no way. There's no way this could be true.
There's no way that a sandstorm could have appeared localized entirely in this bar, killing everyone in it. And yet.
Well, chalk another mystery up to this bullshit.
Well, yeah. So let's go before someone comes here and starts asking us very uncomfortable questions.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm going to grab a couple of bottles.
Sure.
From behind the bar, because, like, I cannot deal with this. I'm not going to sleep anyway, but I might as well be drunk for it.
Parker's getting a complete and full view on why exactly you drink now.
That makes sense. All that tracks.
On my way out, I'm going to scuff up our prints in the sand.
Yes, like clear our prints as we go. When we step outside, is there a payphone or anything nearby?
Yeah, this is an older town. There was 75 people. Pacific Bell never got their phone out of here, so AT&T took it over. It's here.
All right. I dial 911 in the hopes that 911 works and just say for as far away and sort of as best I can disguise my voice, something's wrong at the bar. Let the phone go so it stays off the on the line and walk away.
Okay, no problem. So you do that. Do you guys go back to your hotel, or are you going to walk around the town and take a look at some of these areas? What do you want to do?
What time of day is it now?
You know, at this point, it's probably about 6-ish. You guys had gone there after the shift was done to kind of see if you could meet some people from the fishery. So it's later, and I believe we had said that it was in the fall, so it's already getting dark.
Right. Should be getting pretty dark.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want to do, Osprey here? Do you want to...
Honestly, I want to drink until I forget everything that has happened. Realistically, I've been trying to do that for 6 months. Hasn't worked so far.
Okay.
Let's go by. We can change, maybe scope out the fishery.
I guess, yeah. I guess that's the next place to go. Let's go, yeah. Let's go back, change, get into some night gear, and go check out the fishery.
Okay, cool. So you guys go get changed and you do your thing, and you can have goggles, you can have the whole nine yards of basically spy gear, you know, usually use. Are you going completely kitted out?
Not going completely kitted out. Just sort of basic tactical black. So just in case, you know, I'm also armed this time. I'm going to make sure I've got my weapon handy.
Right.
Just a handgun. So at least we can possibly be like, hey, I was just out walking in all black at night in Alaska, but, you know.
Not, holy shit, is that a ninja?
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
I'll take my cue from you. Just the regular gear, all. Oh, we could totally just be a married couple who really likes black.
Exactly. We're just up from New York, taking in the night air.
It's like the goths from Portlandia.
Exactly.
At the beach in full black. All right. So you guys head out. The basic layout of the fishery or the cannery or whatever, it's got these really high 8-foot tall fences with razor wires on the top. And that strikes you as very odd for a fishery. You do notice that there are a couple of security guards with dogs that are making the round around the perimeter. And every once in a while, you see a light of somebody walking through either upstairs or downstairs. So there's at least 4 security guards, 2 inside, 2 outside. You guess that your last team that was here might be the reason for the sudden expansion of security.
Got it. Because this all looks, the fencing looks new.
Yeah, it looks new.
Cool, cool, cool. Good thing I brought my wire cutters.
Standard issue wire cutters.
Yep, that's right. Is there anything else around? Like, are we in sort of a industrial area? Is it a residential area? Or is it just sort of wasteland factory in the middle?
It's kind of, it's actually, because it's a fishery, it's close to the shore.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have boats that pull up to the docks, and then they take it about maybe 200 yards from the docks to the fishery. It's on the outskirts. Like, I want to say Main Street probably has about 10 or 12 buildings on it. The camp where the cult is in the forest on the other side, away from the bay. The fishery is about 600 yards, 700 yards from where the city ends. And there's just a bunch of trees between the main city, the main town, and the fishery. So you guys are surrounded by large pine trees, and it is completely black except for these big, basically spotlights. But there are several spots where there is not a lot of light at all. It's a pretty big area because they're processing a lot of fish.
Got it. I mean, yeah, would love to take sort of find a good vantage place from the woods as well. I've got my phone, a camera phone, so I'll take plenty of pictures of the guards and the watchtower and sort of get the lay of the land.
All right, that's not a problem. You can do all that with no problem. So you get all your pictures. Do you just want to do recon, or are you guys thinking about sneaking in?
I think recon for tonight.
Yeah. Okay. But let's see how close we can get. Let's see if we can find a path that gets us close to the fence.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Both of you give me an alertness roll.
All that booze went to my head.
Same. All the nervousness, because I got an 85.
That's so funny. I got an 86.
You guys are looking around for the closest way to get to this place, and they have about 10 to 15 yards cleared around the fence. So obviously they don't want people coming right up to the fence where there's trees. And you guys get to about the tree line. There's a parking lot between you and the building. So fence, parking lot, building. And the security guards are all the way by the building right now. And one of the dogs, as soon as you get to just the outer edge, starts to bark.
Okay, lesson learned.
So they don't see you. The dog sees you, probably, or has some kind of sense that you're there. And you see that the dog's kind of pulling on the guy, and so he starts to make his way closer to the fence. Do you guys want to try to hide and see what he does, or do you want to just leave?
I want to hide and see what he does.
Okay.
Yeah, like back up a little bit further into the tree line, so he would have to really look or like come on this side of the fence to find us, but...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely knowing what their protocol is important.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make you guys roll stealth. I'm just going to say that, you know, you're able to kind of blend in back there. So you back up, and he walks up to the side of the fence, and the dog's barking. It's a classic 90s German Shepherd, and he's barking, barking, barking. And the guy gets on his walkie-talkie and says, Jake, do me a favor and flip on the lights for the west side of the fence. And this big floodlight comes on, and it lights up the entire 10 yards between the forest and the fence, and then like 5 yards past. So these big floodlights just do their job. And he looks around real hard. He doesn't see anything and goes, you know what? Calm down. Calm down. It's probably just a raccoon or something telling the dog to just, you know, chill. And after a good look, he goes up and down the entire fence. And then he says, all right, you can turn off the lights. I think it's just a bear or something, but be on the lookout.
That just escalated quickly.
Yeah, from raccoon to bear.
Right. Sorry. Raccoon, bear, something. Something's out there that's pissing the dog off. So raccoon bears are very dangerous.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's the information. So you know that they do have lights. They just don't turn them on unless they have to.
Got it. And they only turn the lights on for this side.
Yeah, he made it very specific. He's all like, turn on the lights for the west side. So that tells you that they probably have lights everywhere. There's no tower or anything where someone is watching over the fence either.
Got it. But it also suggests that they can be distracted.
Correct. Very much so.
All right.
If you can find a raccoon bear, your goal.
There are two of us.
I mean, bear coons.
Bear coons, man. It's a thing. Get behind it.
That's horrifying. What do you guys want to do? You want to go back to your hotel room now, or do you want to make your way over to the cult site?
Yeah, we're out for the night. Let's make our way over to the cult.
So you guys head over, and by this point, you know, you left. It was, let's say, 7 o'clock when you got all together. So not like everyone's asleep or anything, but still late. By the time you get back over, you probably looking about 9 o'clock at this point. You spent a good amount of time walking and looking around. And the cult campground is completely different from the fishery security-wise. There, it is pretty dark. You see a couple of just lamps or lights that have been nailed to trees. There are several different tents. There is one building that has been erected at the far end, which is this creepy silo looking thing. It's weird looking. It's made out of like that corrugated steel. And they have a pit in the center. It's got like a fire, you know, like almost like a little, there's seating on all four sides and then a fire thing in the middle. And it's all like, what were the 70s? In the 70s, they had the living rooms that sank into the floor.
Yeah, sunken living rooms, yep.
That's it. So it's a sunken amphitheater kind of thing. So it's pretty dark, and how far into this do you guys want to go? Or are you just scoping it out with your infrared?
Mostly scoping out. I didn't bring the goggles. Just mostly scoping out, again, taking pictures.
Okay.
Keeping sort of to the woods at the fringes of the camp. Do we see people? Are there people around?
There are people that are walking around in different levels of undress from one tent to another. The tents are pretty large.
Mm-hmm.
And you do hear a lot of talking and laughing and that kind of stuff. The corrugated building on the other side that kind of looks like a silo is completely dark. And the top of it, which is a dome, the top of it is open partially and to the night sky.
Okay. As much as I am tempted to be closer to the tents and try to see if I can spot my wife, I'm like, that's another day's problem. Right now, we need to figure out what's going on here. I'd like to move sort of through the woods around the edge to get as close to that building as possible and sort of get good reconnoiter on the silo.
So I am going to say this time I will like stealth checks.
Okay. Let's see how this one goes. Not well. Not well, Bob.
Oh, come on. Why you gotta ruin my good rolls?
I got an 84.
I got an 11.
Oh.
So tonight, Jay is our paladin in plate mail.
Just tromping through the woods.
I mean, if you wanted to be a bard.
So you're sneaking around, and Osprey, you're being perfect. You're making tree to tree. You're like flitting between one shadow to another, as if the wind is your sidewalk. You suddenly hear this sound. It has to be a tree branch of some sort, relatively thick, that goes. You suddenly hear somebody in a, not a close by tent, but it was a pretty loud. It's like, wait, everyone be quiet. Did you hear that? And another one goes, shh, Eric, remember what he says. We have to be quiet. If it gets too close to the tents, we don't want it to shh. And suddenly you hear this horrible, loud, close by howl. And that's where we're going to end the episode.
Oh. Okay. I'm fine. Everything is fine.
Oh, God.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. That was a lot of fun. So, you know, this is definitely a thank you to all of our supporters, to our Patreon backers. We really appreciate your support. And where can they find you two awesome players? Let's start with Jay.
Hey, y'all. You can find me generally on the socials at Jay Holtham in all the regular places. And sometimes you'll find me playing games at Happy Jacks. And often you'll find me here. And sometimes you'll also find me on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LADACIGirl. That's LADESI girl. And pretty much everywhere else as Forgotten Saves. And also, apparently, I just follow Jay around. You could also find me on the Happy Jacks and Probably Okay.
Now, what's funny is if Michelle had had time to be on It's Probably Okay's Star Wars thing, it would have been all three of you. It's like, I would have had, yeah.
It would have been awesome.
Again, to our supporters, thank you so much. And we will talk at you next time to see what happens on Agent's Dossier.